It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The city of Kenosha has a new mayor after the spring elections. This marks only the fourth time in over 30 years that the state's fourth largest city picked a new leader.
Longtime city alder David Bogdala was sworn in as a mayor a few weeks back. I talked to him last week about his role as mayor and the challenges and opportunities facing Kenosha.
Now, you're only the third new mayor elected to lead Kenosha, as I understand it, in over 30 years. Why do Kenosha residents tend to stick to their mayors?
Well, I hope it says that we're doing the right things. I could speak for my predecessor, Mayor Antaramian. Obviously, he had a total of 24 years, 16 his first stint, I think from 92 to 2008. And then he was gone for about 8 years and then came back in 2016 and did another eight. And I just think he's just done an amazing job. I think his vision, his willingness to think outside the box and to do the things that I think we need to do to reinvent ourselves, which is what we're doing now, has truly been remarkable. So I tend to think that Kenosha likes mayors that get work hard, roll up their sleeves, and get the job done. That's what we've been doing for the past month, and that's what we're looking forward to over the next 4 years.
Do you feel like there's some pressure here? Like, I better ready to be commit for the long haul.
Well, I think there's pressure to do good, and do the right thing for our city. As I said, I think he leaves a legacy that, and I think I said on election night, I can't fill his shoes. I don't think anybody can. I only hope that we can at least walk in them good enough that we can continue the great progress we've been making over the last 8 years and beyond. I feel like we're on the right track. We've got a great council that believes in that that vision and what we're doing. And so I think things are looking really bright for us right now.
Politics, no secret these days, pretty polarized, even when we get into officially nonpartisan races like Supreme Court or maybe even mayor. But do you feel like in some ways you're more insulated from that, Democrat, Republican, left, right thing, given the nature of a job as a mayor?
I think now that once you're in, yes. I know that in our race, they really tried to make it partisan. And I think part of the reason we were successful last month was because we stayed out of that. We don't run. It's a nonpartisan seat. We did not accept any help from either party, although we met with folks on all sides, Republicans, Democrats, Independents. And I think that was really what I heard a lot from people was that's what they want to see. I think people are hungry for that. I think they're tired of the partisan politics on all levels of government. And I think we really struck a chord with that and said, look, at the end of the day, you don't ask the garbage man when he comes and picks up. By the way, before you grab that, are you a Republican or Democrat? They just want to make sure that it's picked up on the day it's supposed to. And I think that's the message that we carried through the election. And that's, I think, a message that resonated soundly with the voters.
One of your main policy priorities in the election race, you said, was public safety. What were some of your public safety priorities in the campaign and now your first month into office?
Well, I can tell you it is definitely the foremost on folks' minds. We've got a lot of big projects and things that I'm sure we'll probably get into here later on. But those are important. But if public safety is not at the forefront of what you do every day when you wake up and make sure that the men and women of the fire department, police department have the tools and resources they need, then we're not doing our jobs. And so I've met with every single firefighter, every single firehouse in Kenosha. I've met with all three shifts in Kenosha Police Department on their roll calls. And that was immediate in the first 2 weeks that I was elected, and making sure that they know, first of all, that they have an ally and a friend in the mayor's office and somebody that's going to continue the partnership and do what they need to do. And also, but it's also willing to listen to ideas and things that they have in terms of how do we make their jobs easier? How do we get out and communicate to the public? And how do we build trust in neighborhoods that and areas of the city that maybe sometimes haven't always had that trust? And I think they've embraced that very, very much. And I think you're seeing that now. I'm out there a lot. Our officers are out there a lot. I've already been out there with them. And I think it's going to pay dividends down the road.
On that subject of trust between communities and police departments, this was the first mayoral election since the shooting of Jacob Blake and the subsequent unrest in Kenosha. How do you see building those bonds, rebuilding the community after Kenosha was in the national news for not the reasons you would want to be?
Well, I think to build trust, it's got to be a two-way street. And so, again, I think what's helped me, and particularly in the election, what's going to help me down the road is the relationships that I've been able to make as 16 years as an alderman. My predecessor, again, he had a lot of folks that have helped him over the years. But I think, as we said, when you've done it for 24 years, a lot of those folks that you've relied on have either moved on or gone to other areas or just retired. And so you've got a whole new crop of folks who are out there that actually want to be involved. One of the hallmarks that we said during the campaign, and we've already started doing it, is looking at our boards and commissions and things where we have a lot of citizen involvement and really trying to turn those over and getting more young people involved. And I say young people, I put myself in that category. I'm 49 years old. And I think there's a lot of folks who are, my generation, Generation X, who are saying, you know what, we're ready. And it's our opportunity to lead and our opportunity to help those much younger people make sure that they have what they need. And so I think we're starting to see that. I've already started to do that and remake some of those. And that's how you build that trust, is have those relationships with the folks who are out there. A lot of our nonprofit groups in Kenosha who are doing some amazing work, they need to know that they have a partner in the mayor's office. And I've been meeting with all of them. My staff here has been kind of, trying to tell me to take it down a little bit, because I've been going, from sun up to sunset. But I just, first of all, I love the job. I enjoy it. But I think you've got to be out there and you've got to put in the time and effort to make sure. That's how you build trust. And we've been doing that this last month.
And before we move on from public safety issues, police funding, every community in the state deals with that. How much of your budget goes into public safety and police departments in particular? Since 2020, the city's police department has been nudged up about $4 million in that four-year span increase. Is it where it needs to be? Do you want to see further increases?
Yeah, I think we should always. I mean, every area would like to see some increases, but yes. But I think one of the things we have to start looking at is increases in technology. We've spent some dollars here recently, some capital dollars on things like a Flock camera system, which basically is like license plate readers that they're stationary cameras. And we're sort of geofencing the city. We just started doing that. I'd like to see those on all of our squad cars. So as our officers are out and driving around, they're able to. And again, you don't see this stuff unless you've done ride-alongs. And I'm one of the few who've actually done ride-alongs with our police department and see how difficult their job is. But we also need to recognize that technology can fix some of these things and make it easier. It also sends a message to those bad actors out there that you don't want to mess around in Kenosha. Number one, they back their police department. Number two, they invest in their police department. And number three, if you do bad things in Kenosha, you're going to get caught and you're going to get prosecuted. So I think that's the message I think that we wanted to send. And I think we're well on our way to doing that.
We're talking to David Bogdala, newly elected Kenosha mayor. Mayor Bogdala, WPR News reports that the Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin expects final federal approval of a Kenosha-based Hard Rock Casino by next year, 2025. What do you see that doing when it comes to the local economy?
Well, I think it's just another piece, and I think that's important. And again, what we're doing now is far different than what was happening 5, 10, 20 years ago when these things were being looked at. Is that was kind of being looked at as sort of the savior, and I think the Kenosha has done such a great job of diversifying our economy, diversifying our things that we do. That adding that, it's just, to me, it's just another amenity. It's another thing that some people will do, some people won't do, and that's okay. But I also think one of the things that's important and why I was a supporter of it as a member of council when it came forward earlier this year was the financial things it can bring for the city. As we talked earlier, there are a lot of things I'd like to do, but we just don't have the finances to do a lot of things at what we can. What the casino does is when you look at the dollars that would come to the city's coffers once it's completed, really can fill a lot of holes. We can really pay our employees what I think we need to. We can add the staffing in the areas where we definitely have concerns. And we can continue to invest in older parts of our city, which are some of the infrastructure there is sorely needed. So I think that it's, again, I think it's just another piece of the puzzle. When I look at all the development that's happening in Kenosha, it's not going to make or break us, but I think there's definitely a lot more benefits to it than there are negatives.
I wanted to ask about that wider economic situation. You know, Kenosha, known as, like many industrial or many cities in the Midwest, an industrial city, then people might have called it Rust Belt for a while. What does that diversified economy look like now in Kenosha?
Well, I think that's why you're seeing such an influx. I mean, Kenosha is really the hot spot in all of Wisconsin, but in particular in southeastern Wisconsin. We're seeing a number of companies from across the region and across the country, across the globe even, who are looking here. We actually have a new plastics manufacturer. It's a German company that's locating here in Kenosha. They're just starting work on the infrastructure there for a manufacturing facility. And there's, you know, discussions with a number of folks like that. So I think people are seeing that, you know, despite, you know, some of the negative things that, you know, we touched on earlier, Kenosha is the place to be. I think we're the hot spot for a lot of things. And I think because, number one, Kenosha is a great city. Two, our people are amazing. What we have to offer, our lakefront. I look out my window here and I see the lake every single day. And just know that it's a jewel, and a lot of folks around the country would kill themselves to be situated where we are. And I think we are fully embracing that and taking advantage of that and making sure that our policies and procedures are in place to continue to attract those kinds of developments, but also retain some of the businesses that we have over the years. And I think we're doing a great job of that.
Staying with economic news, we've got that center in Pleasant Prairie where Foxconn was going to be. Now, Microsoft says, hey, we're coming in $3+ billion artificial intelligence center. Kenosha, you are the, you know, closest city to this site. Can you take advantage of that? Will you get a taste of that action?
I think there's no doubt we will. You can't have something that big and not there be, you know, kind of spillover and ancillary projects and development that's going to happen. I think, again, one of the reasons why you've got so much development that's occurring in the city right now is because, number one, I think we're positioning ourselves as a welcoming environment for new businesses or expanding businesses, but also, you know, our access to Lake Michigan and the water we can provide, the access to colleges and universities that we have here in this community, the job training and the things that we're doing in some of the other areas. I just think that people are saying, you know what, there's a lot of struggles across the country. Kenosha seems to be weathering those storms very well, and that's where I want to relocate my business.
Another issue you focused on in your campaign was preserving democracy, focusing on ballot access in particular. Now it's a big election year in Wisconsin, not just for mayor of Kenosha, but for president, lots of other stuff. What are you looking for when it comes to having accessible ballots in Kenosha?
Voting in Wisconsin is very easy. If you don't get to cast your ballot in Wisconsin, you must have been under a rock, because it's very easy to register. It's very easy to vote. You can same day register. You can early vote. But one of the things we did that was different is we expanded our voting hours, early voting hours, the 2 weeks prior. We had a couple of nights where we went till 7 o'clock at night. I think we're looking at, you know, even expanding it even more to increase access to the ballot. We want to give everybody the opportunity to cast their ballot. And again, I'm not picking a side either way, but I think it's important for folks to make their voice heard, and you make your voice heard through the ballot. And we have to make sure that that's easy and accessible. I think we've done a good job of that. I think we can do it even better.
sometimes I think in local government, people can feel like they're on an island, they're kind of on their own. What kind of room do you see for cooperation with other municipalities in your area, with the county, with the region? What kind of things can you do to reach across the borders of your city?
Well, we've already been doing that. I mean, I think, and again, the great thing for me coming in was, you know, I kind of know the players already, and I've already established relationships with them. I've had numerous meetings with county executive Samantha Kirkman. Obviously, she's been in her role a couple of years. But I think the other thing is you're looking at, there's a lot of new faces around. And so I think we're all kind of learning and growing together. And I think we embrace that. And so that's a good thing. I think you can be open to new ideas, new ways of doing things, and new cooperations that maybe weren't always there before. I think we all recognize that, you know, the pots of money are not always available all the time. But I think we've shown that over the years, Kenosha knows how to get things done. And we will work with all sides in order to make sure that Kenosha has their share of the pot. And I'll continue to do that. And we've already been doing it. And I feel really confident in the relationships that I have and the ones that we'll continue to forge over the next 4 years.
You mentioned earlier you're looking for some new blood on city committees and that sort of thing. I think a lot of people out there might think of, you know, serving on a committee is something that somebody else does. You know, I'm not the kind of person who'd do that. What would you say to people in Kenosha or anywhere in the state about, hey, maybe you are the person who should be working on those committees?
It takes everybody doing this together. I've said in some of our staff meetings here, you know, the first couple of weeks is, you know, if you were looking for somebody that came to come in and have all the answers, you know, that's not me. I don't have all the answers. What I do bring to the table is knowing how to bring people together and solve complex problems together. And I think if you love this city the way I love it, and you want to see it continue to thrive, we have to recognize that it's got to be, you know, all in, and everybody's got to be, you know, has a role to play. Some of us, obviously, it's more of a full-time thing than others. But in order for a city to be successful, it takes everybody working together, pulling and rowing the boat in the same direction. And so, but at the end of the day, you need as many rowers in that boat as you can. And so the more people that we have at the table, the more people, again, goes back to trust, building trust and cooperation. And the more things you're going to be able to get done, and you get them done faster. And I think that's what a lot of people want to see. We've got some major developments happening in our city right now, and I think a lot of people are saying, "Okay, we're excited about it, but we want to see it happen." Well, sometimes that takes, you know, bringing together some additional partners to make that happen. We're doing that, but we can always use more talent. And anybody that has an inkling to want to help, you know, please give us a call. Come on down. We've been meeting with a lot of folks over the last 30 days, and it's been great.
Mayor Bogdala, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the time. And have a great Memorial Day weekend and celebrate, but also remember why we're doing it, for those who have sacrificed so much for this country to give us the opportunity to enjoy this great weekend. But thank you all very much.
David Bogdala is the newly elected mayor of Kenosha. I spoke with him last week.